Join astrological scholar Andrea L. Gertz for an innovative show, The Astrological Detective, guaranteed to fulfill your weekly dose of intelligent astrological inquiry. Be prepared for surprises, hilarious interviews, insightful experiments, thought-provoking philosophies, live music, and even secret envelopes packed with future predictions. Our show today is sponsored by the Valens Translation Project. Support the translation of important astrological texts by becoming a sponsor on Patreon. For more information and to see the awesomely hilarious accompanying video, visit portlandastrology.org/news/Valens. That's V-A-L-E-N-S. The Astrological Detective is sponsored by the Portland School of Astrology and by Lucky Star listeners like you. And now, here's Andrea Gertz.
Hello, and welcome to The Astrological Detective. I'm very excited for today's episode with David Martin, where we are talking about astrology and mental health. Hi, David.
Andy, it's good to be here.
Great to have you. Well, I have to mention your outfit on the air because it's exceptional. You guys should see this. It's the glasses, the shirt. Well, you know, it's hard for the listener because they don't get to see it all. Okay, so David, we're trying to get fired up, which I'm sure that worked. Okay, secondly, I want to know, though, what are your credentials?
I have a master's in transpersonal psychology, and I have a master's from Lewis and Clark in counseling psychology. And of course, I have my certificate from the Portland School of Astrology.
Which,
see what I'm saying?
And of course, I'm a licensed mental health counselor in the state of Oregon.
Wow, so you're legit.
I try.
Well, I mean, often in culture, I don't know if you run into this, but you know, sometimes when people think of astrologers, it seems kind of counterculture, or you know, but being a counselor and being certified, I mean, that's pretty. You're in the system.
Yes, I'm definitely part of the system. I think those changes that we make and the philosophy that astrology can bring to mental health, I think we have to change it from inside the system. Sometimes you have to pay the man to change his mind.
Wow. Interesting. So you, it sounds like, are a true and meant to be astrologer at heart. I mean, you carry that with you wherever you go.
Definitely. Ever since I learned astrology, I think I was introduced to it when I was a wee 19-year-old lad. But I love psychology and mental health. That just goes together. And the more you know about the self, no matter how you get there, I think it's a great thing. And it helps us know who we are and how we function in the world.
Interesting. So I guess I have to ask a little bit about, like, do you use Astro with all of your counseling clients or some, or how does that work?
You know, it's really a mixed bag. It depends on the client, him or herself or their self, depending if astrology is something that we're going to do openly between us. I do have clients that come in that want to work with the chart, and that's always a good time. And then I have folks that, you know, astrology is not their thing and that's not what they're here for. So, admittedly, I may look up some planets in the ephemeris, and I'll address that maybe even a little later, just for myself to give me in a direction. But we don't need astrology, but it is an added sort of theoretical orientation that can bring a lot of dynamic interplay between us. So,
interesting. So it's almost like there's a process of looking, but then you only work with the astro sometimes. Okay, wait, before we get all serious,
okay.
I need to know, what is your sign?
I am a Sag Sun, Libra Moon, and Cancer Ascendant.
Okay, I'm processing this. So you're like a Sag Sun, Libra Moon. Okay, so you're going to be like agreeable and wild.
Okay.
Do you err on the side of being wild or harmonious?
I have like four planets in Libra, so I definitely err on the side of being a little more harmonious. So, and my sun is square Pluto in Virgo, so we don't let him get too rowdy.
Interesting. Okay. Good to know. Well, now it makes sense because, you know, David's wearing blue and that's an air color, you know, so it makes sense why you look good in blue.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think we should probably also bring up the astral weathers. Anything in the sky that you want to talk about or that you're excited about?
Well, you know, I have this, I was going to kind of mention it as a fun thing, but this is a good time for it, is that ever since Pluto has gone into Capricorn, I have tons of my Capricorn aspected folks that are coming into therapy. And so this has been, actually for counselors who really enjoy counseling, like I do, this is great because Pluto goes into Capricorn and Capricorns do one thing really well, and that is work. And when they come into, when Pluto's there and a Capricorn comes in and says, I really want to work on this, you've kind of got the best client that you could ask for. They're serious. They're more open than Capricorns are normally because they have to be. So that's the weathers that have been going through my counseling practice for a little while.
Fascinating. So, I mean, that makes sense to me as an astrologer because you know, for the listener, you know, Pluto is very deep, right? Mm-hmm. And counsel, mm-hmm. do you think that's one of the things you do? The counselors help people go deep or?
Generally, yes. I mean, people don't often come to a counselor for things that they can either readily solve on their own or that are kind of light problems. People come to therapy for many reasons, whether it's support, but when Pluto is there, you know, that's not these times are not easy for Pluto. And so people come really ready to dig in there.
That's so interesting. It makes counseling seem very obviously as a remedy or a way to walk through certain Pluto periods or whatnot. Okay, before we get serious, we got to do our Uranelope.
Okay.
Don't be alarmed. It's just a fun surprise.
What does this say? If the
president could only have a counselor or an astrologer, which would you recommend?
I would recommend me.
Both in one.
That's right. Wow. So don't ask a Libra an either or question because we'll just blend the thing together no matter what you say.
Oh my God. Actually, you're probably right. Like you could give the president counseling if there's a bad transit and also just.
Right. And honestly, if the way I conceive of it, an astrologer is a counselor. So, you know, let's just sort of give props where props are due.
Oh, interesting. We're going to have a fun time in the air portion because I have some questions about that.
Oh, all right.
All right, David. Well, I'm so glad you're here. And we're going to wrap up our fire section.
Great.
We'll be back in a minute here with the earth portion where David will be schooling us. Yep. All right, we're back with David, and we are talking about counseling, mental health, and astrology. Now, we should start out the earth portion here with an earth sound. Not the easiest sound. I'm putting David on the spot here. I didn't even prep him for this.
All right.
What do you think?
So pragmatic.
All right, well, now it's time to build a little knowledge about mental health and astrology. So we're going to listen to you.
All right.
Lecture us.
Thank you. I thought I would start a little bit, because what people generally always ask me is, how did you come to put those together? Or why do you think, you know, you brought up the thing about the licensing? And, of course, insurances and psychologists, they want something very structured, evidence-based. If it's not in the DSM, then it's foo-foo. So I'm going to talk a little bit about putting those together in a bigger, if you want to call it Sagittarian context. I remember I was introduced to astrology. I was 19, and there was a woman, Sharon Jones, and she led a small group of people that did alternative spirituality like meditation, and she was a trance medium. And she did my chart, and I remember standing behind her, and I said, I'm not going to look at her. I'm not going to give her any feedback, so she can't read me, right, the tender age of 19. And she just read me like a book, just absolutely didn't need me to participate. And so I said to myself, I need to know what that's about. And as I got into mental health, I've always been in mental health, I was very influenced by Richard Tarnas's work, The Passion of the Western Mind. And that was kind of a missing link for me to put things together that felt right, but that I didn't have a little bit of philosophy backing it up. And he talks kind of in a nutshell about that historically, the consciousness had been wrapped up in the universe, that there was this participation mystique that's derived from French ethnologist Lévi-Bruhl, which Jung referred to. And that means that we can't separate ourselves from the universe. It's almost like Winnicott's developmental stage of that transitional object. That thing is us. And Tarnas was really good at kind of saying, as consciousness evolved, we got so far into this existential world where before we were wrapped up in the world, and then we got to a point where we're just not even a part of the world. Meaning is nothing except subjective. But now we see a lot more theorists that are moving back into not just this unity of the mind, I am, but actually that there's a sort of a multiplicity in the mind and in the human being. Most notably, I think of is Richard Schwartz, who gave us Internal Family Systems. And he talks about dissociative identity disorder, which is formerly known as multiple personality disorder. And he says that all of us, even without DID, that we have all of these personalities within us. It kind of gives us the capacity to say, well, why do I love you and hate you at the same time? Well, sure, we're not just this singular creature. And I think astrology, then this brings in astrology to say, where is my moon? I may be feeling a way, but also my Mercury is thinking totally different, while my sun is really wanting to push on to something absolutely different. So embracing these multiplicities in psychology, and there's astrology. It's all set up for us just perfectly ready to go. Because, of course, the astrologers haven't lost that multiplicity. They've kept to it. Let's see. What else do we got here?
That was a pen dropper.
No, sorry. I'm very much into my Sag will want to talk, but that my square Virgo likes to make sure it's following the notes. So I'll say, so that's some of the philosophy behind it. But the real fun part, of course, is how does that look in counseling? How do I apply that? At the most basic level, astrology gives me a way in. It gives me a chance to think of asking a better question. I remember the first time I officially used astrology in counseling, I was working with a very young woman who had seen a lot of trauma. And as a new counselor, I kept asking her, well, how do you feel about that? Right? Your standard therapy question. And she kept telling me, I feel fine. It's okay. I've got it all wrapped up. And I thought, that is impossible with all of the trauma you've been. So we went around for a little while. And then later, I just looked at her planets in the ephemeris, and I saw that she had a Capricorn moon and a Mercury in Virgo. So when I went back to our session, instead of asking her how she felt about it, I said, well, what do you think about that? You would have thought I hit the golden ticket. She had so much to say that I thought, there it is. There's the trauma talking. She told me stories. She told me what she thought. She told me what she experienced. But Capricorn moon, right? I've got this. Don't worry about it, was her answer. And so that's just a real simple way for me to ask a better question. As I moved further along in that, God, there's so much that astrology can offer in mental health. One of the good things that I really enjoyed about it is it allows us to talk about the individual within a collective experience without penalty or stigma. When the client and I can sit with the chart together, we can explore aspects that have been challenging for them. I have an example. So as a Jungian as well, I like to work with the archetypes. One of the best archetypes that I work with and have worked closely with is the king archetype. So this is a very masculine archetype in a very patriarchal society. And instead of being a very flexible archetype, we get this, you know, what is a king? And it can be almost a very negative Capricorn type thing, where it's strong and it's effective and it gets stuff done. But where does that leave a male-identified person with a lot of Cancer or Libra or Pisces in their chart? They're not going to respond to the king archetype in that way. So astrology can really say, well, what kind of king are you? What about our poet kings and our lover kings and our water kings? And it helps, I'm working with some folks directly on, you know, what does it mean to be male-identified?
Wow, it's hard to stop you because that is all so fascinating. Seriously, wow, a lot of deep and impactful points in there. Can't wait to have a discussion here when we get back. So we'll be back with Dave in a sec.
Interested in learning more from Andrea L. Geertz? Consider taking Astral Semantica, a deep introduction to physical astrology, from November 2nd to November 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. This class takes physical astrology to an exacting level. Did you know that you can map your chart to your spine? In this workshop, participants will learn to draw their astral spine. Also, we will hone in on special effects of Mars and Saturn placements. We will look into how our astral spine leads to a bodily distribution. We will extrapolate the astral spine to the rest of our vessel. We will look at patterns of growth, how we hold our weight, the outline of our face, and more. Participants will examine excesses and deficiencies, hard aspects, tendencies toward inflammation and constriction, and etc. Topics will include dermatomes, body systems, nerve pathways, tendons, organs, and more. Consider signing up at portlandastrology.org/quarterly-term/somatica, S-O-M-A-T-I-C-A, or search in our fall term schedule. Hope to see you there. Did you know that you can learn astrology right from home? It's true. The Portland School of Astrology offers a wide variety of digital downloads with growing titles each term. Choose from topics like working with Neptune for healers and artists, or Jupiter, the multifaceted planet, to basic topics like the astrological houses or understanding the ascendant, to herbal medicine topics and queer astrology subjects. Visit portlandastrology.org/online.
Hello, and welcome back to the Astrological Detective. We're here in the air portion with David Martin, talking about mental health and astrology. First, David, have an air sound for us. At first, I thought you were being literal, and you're just breathing, and like, that's like the literal air sound. Okay, well, I personally loved your little lecture there because I agreed with almost everything you said.
Excellent. That's good to know.
And hopefully all the listeners will too. No. So I want to just follow up on a few things. First, this king concept is fascinating. You're speaking of people's sun sign, right? And why do you attribute that to king?
Well, in this case, it would be working specifically with male-identified clients. If we were working with someone other-identified, we might work with a different archetype entirely. But the king as an archetype is kind of a unifying archetype. So yes, the sun, because it's the unifier of the personality. But we might say if someone has a softer ascendant or a softer moon, they're going to have a very different king, warrior, magician, lover, maiden, mother, crone. And so astrology helps us say, the archetype doesn't make you, you make the archetype. And that makes it co-creative.
Interesting. So, I mean, you're making a good point, which is that, you know, if the sun is our kingly self, any person can have a kingly self within, right? It doesn't have to be a male-bodied person. It could be any bodily vessel has a king within.
Absolutely. The archetypes are not gender-specific.
ever.
The heavens know no gender.
That's right.
The heavens judge no one. Okay. Okay, so, but also, though, I feel like you're adding another layer to this conversation, which is that each of us has a different king within.
Absolutely. This is, I think, astrology is good for this, and mental health in the past can be very proscriptive, meaning that the mental health clinician tells you what is healthy, and then you fall in the middle of the bell curve, and everyone's happy. Well, I don't know what world that is actually true on. Plus, it takes away the creativity. Well, who are you? What are you going to do? What brings meaning to your life? And so...
Oh, I have to grab the mic from you. Because that's such a good point. One of the underpinnings of teleological astrology, which is a thing we study a lot, right, at PSA, but is that each of us is growing our own house.
Yes.
Each of us is our own species, right? And so we each know how to tend best to our own vessel.
That's absolutely true. And I think good mental health does that. It doesn't tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing to be. It doesn't define mental health for you. You define mental health for you. I'm your guide as a counselor. I shouldn't be your coach.
That's
I shouldn't define that.
Okay. I just want to add, this is such a good combo, and I want to add this idea that astrologers are basically looking into natural design. Like, each of us are designed differently, so we each have a different path to mental health.
Absolutely. I think that when I do get to do, you know, straightforward astrology with my clients, I think that's probably one of the best messages that I have. A lot of people come to count, you know, I'm failing at relationships, or, you know, I don't feel the way that others feel, or I'm not very social. And so we have these cultural things. I should be married. I should have a relationship. All of these shoulds. And when we get into the chart, it says, well, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. But what teleologically, what are you here for? What do you relate to? What makes you sing? And that's what a good counselor, I think, should be helping you with.
Oh, God, that's so cool. I love that what you're bringing up, that what astrology adds to the conversation is that each of us has a different baseline. Should, like, from a statistical approach, you can't say coffee's bad categorically for, you know, but it depends on your, who's drinking the coffee and why, and I don't know.
Absolutely. Actually, I like, I do that a lot with my Pisces folks, because we come into counseling, we talk a lot about healthy boundaries. This is a thing, right? And what a healthy boundaries looks like to a heavy Pisces person is going to be very different than what healthy boundaries looks like to an Aquarius or a Capricorn. And so there's not one definition of that. So I love it. We can say, for you, that works. For you, that feels good. But to tell a Pisces, you need to shut that shit down and just, like, contain it, that's going to ruin their world. That's not how they're going to feel good. So
fascinating. Since we're in agreement here, let's move to this concept. Have you ever heard that people say that 1 hour on the, or 1 hour with an astrologer is equal to 19 hours on the couch? Do you agree?
I have heard that. And I can agree if you have a really bad counselor. How's that for an answer?
It's like.
That would not be true.
With you, it might be like 5 minutes on the couch. You're like both. Oh, it's no. Like, you're like nuclear.
I don't want to hurt anyone either. Sometimes you gotta go soft, right? Compassion.
Whoa, the Scorpio's taking notes. I'm like, what's that mean? let's see. I just want to address, we have 1 minute left.
Okay.
Bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's not call it a disorder. Let's say bipolarism.
Okay.
Right? What does Astro say about this?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? What does Astro say about it? I would say, what does each person's astrology say about this? I certainly have worked with folks who suffer from bipolar, and we can talk about it in their chart. We may see a real heavy opposition, which, of course, you would look for. It's sort of self-explanatory, but not always. What's conflicting in the person? And sometimes there are psychiatric disorders, which may be brain-based, brain physiologically based. And so that's a little different, because there's a little more medical behind that, schizophrenia or bipolar.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting. So the, well, okay, that's enough. We got to, I wish we could talk at end about this, but we have to wrap up our section. We'll be back with the water portion.
Do you live outside the Portland, Oregon area and wish that you could join in on all the fun of classes here? You can. You can join our quarterly online programming teleclass schedule anytime, anywhere. Join us December 2nd for More Than the Midheaven teleclass featuring Aubrey DeClercq, Willamette Week's voted best cosmic career coach. More Than the Midheaven, join this teleclass to learn how the angles of your natal chart play into understanding your career. We often focus most of our attention on the MC or the Midheaven to obtain astrological insights about our work lives, but by looking at the Ascendant, IC, and Descendant, we can get a fuller picture of what we are here to bring and how we respond to the challenges and opportunities in our life. You do not have to be present on the call to receive the MP3. You can register online by going to portlandastrology.org/quarterly-term/midheaven or by searching the fall term schedule.
Hello and welcome back to the Astrological Detective. We're at the water portion here with David Martin. Are you ready to get emotional?
Always. I'm a Cancer rise.
Oh, good. We're at home here. So, literally. Okay. Now we have a song suggested to us by our sound person. Oh no! Actually, Fire. What? Really? No. A surprise to me. David acted as if he didn't have a song. So, what's this called?
Fragile by Sting.
All right, let's hear it.
How fragile we are.
What was your favorite line?
Like tears from a star. We are so fragile. I like the song, and I picked it eventually for the water portion because astrology or counseling, I think that what touches me the most when people come in is that we are very fragile, all of us, and I think sometimes we just need to remember that in our day-to-day life and to sort of be able to honor and hold that very small piece of ourselves and each other. So that's my water. That's my Cancer ascendant for you.
Wow. Well, I've had a great day here with you at the Astrological Detective, and I want to know, for people who really resonate with both astrology and counseling, where can they find you?
You can check out my website, which is davidmartintherapy.com. And I do long-term counseling. I do readings, and I also have some groups where we work with archetypes. So come on and check it out.
Fantastic. You know, I do have to say one thing, and I don't know how David feels about this, but you should see him make stained glass. It really evokes a lot of emotions in me, so I thought it should be mentioned in the water portion. All right, well, we'll be back in a minute here to wrap up. Thank you.
Our show today is sponsored by the Valens Translation Project. Support the translation of important astrological texts by becoming a sponsor on Patreon. For more information and to see the awesomely hilarious accompanying video, visit portlandastrology.org/news/Valens. That's V-A-L-E-N-S. The Astrological Detective is sponsored by the Portland School of Astrology and by Lucky Star listeners like you. And now, here's Andrea Gertz.
All right, everyone. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, David, and I look forward to talking with you all next week. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to The Astrological Detective, hosted by Andrea L. Gertz, co-produced and engineered by Jason Paulson. You can subscribe to the show via iTunes or stream the show at portlandastrology.org/astrodetective. Give us a comment in iTunes, or better yet, become a Lucky Star listener by supporting future episodes of The Astrological Detective, or you can support us by becoming an official sponsor of future episodes. Find out more at portlandastrology.org/astrodetective. See you next time.